kickstarting your day.
Live from just around the corner.
This is Lou and Al.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Oh, it's Friday, Friday. We love a good Friday here at Triple M. G'day, it's Lou and Al, and welcome to the latest edition of the podcast. What a big story that we came across earlier today, Lou.
Yeah, unbelievable on the front page of the paper as well. But the fact that Angela from Rubber Glen was just minding her own business, reading a book, enjoying a bit of alone time in the pool when she got bitten by a brown snake. Oh, stop it. But not just anywhere, on the face.
On the face. And if she wasn't wearing sunglasses at the time, this could have been a completely different outcome.
Oh, just terrifying. So we chatted with Ange and she told us exactly what happened.
It is quite the incredible story. We are going to play you that big chat that we had in full. And after that, Lou, I haven't warned you about this, but I've got a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, okay.
Because earlier today on a Friday, awesome 80s Friday, we got into the wonderful world of board games.
We did.
You revealed that one of your favourite 80s board games of all time was, of course,
Trivial Pursuit.
And so in a, you know, just a random event, I'm going to test you on six different Trivial Pursuit questions, one for each category.
Go for it.
We're going to find out how many pieces of that pie you would score playing the game in 2024. But first, we know you're here for the big chat with Angela, so let's take you back to earlier this morning and how this came about here at Triple M. I don't know about you, but anytime I have one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences or a moment of absolute sheer luck, it's when I say, I think I need to go out and buy a lottery ticket.
Yep.
I'm wondering how many lottery tickets our next guest on the show is actually going to buy after her incident because, wow, what a story she has to share with us. We're catching up with Rubber Glen resident Angela, who had a one-on-one incident with a snake.
Angela, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, Ange, people will have heard about you in the news. You were just hanging out in your swimming pool the other day and you got bitten on the face. Where were you? How did it all transpire?
So, my leisure time.
No,
so
you wouldn't.
I'm going to go in the pool and have some me time and read my book. So, I was minding my own business, reading my book, standing in the pool.
Yep.
So all the snake could see was basically my knuckles, maybe a little bit of forearm and a book. So it came to me, obviously inquisitive to see what I was. And I'm not sure if it brushed my arm or I just noticed it to the right anyway. So I lowered the book to see what that was and Eastern brown snake.
Oh, God, don't. It's just given me horrible goosebumps at the thought because obviously, I mean, you don't hear them coming, generally speaking. And you've obviously just caught it out of the corner of your eye.
So yeah, well, I wasn't sure even what it was. And I was so engrossed in the book that I didn't for a second think it was going to be a snake. And for my face, I just screamed, which was a terrible reaction because all that I've learned is you stay quiet and you move away slowly.
Yes, that's true.
But
so
really fast, really aggressively.
So did it then take off after that?
Yeah, we both did.
Yeah, I bet you did. So, how much do you know about the whole being bitten by a snake thing? Because I know that's been bitten, but when it's your face.
It's difficult when it's your head, yes.
Yeah.
So the next thing that happened, obviously, I scrambled out of the pool and ran, sort of screaming. And then I realised that my phone to ring for help was in the pool area. So the most terrifying part was then going and getting a shovel and going back in to retrieve the phone, knowing I had a very angry snake somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So I managed to do that. It was disabled because it had been in the sun for 25 minutes. So I learned to
not.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
so then I thought, okay, I need to go get dressed because last thing anybody needs to find me dead, and I was nude, to be honest. So.
I hear ya. That's how I go swimming at my place too.
So I went and got dressed. By that time, my phone was okay. I rang 000 and led.
Yep.
And I called my neighbour because I was worried about my dog escaping when the ambos turned up.
Mm-hmm.
So she came and I didn't realise she's even an ex. And then she stayed with me till the ambulance arrived. And I managed to liaise with a school mum and my mum and the school in Rollins. Poor little bugger was going to be at the gate and I wasn't going to be there to pick him up.
And just started school this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Ange, one big part of this story is the fact that you were wearing sunglasses at the time when the snake struck and they found...
That's what saved my life. So I'm going to keep those lucky sunnies.
Are you wearing them now?
I wore them yesterday back in the pool. It's like, right, push through this. I'm getting in. I'll wear the sunnies and I'm going back in.
Yeah, so, good on you.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. So the fangs have struck your glasses rather than embedding in your face. Did you have any...
Two red marks on, under my eye, basically where the sunglass mark ends.
Yep.
So my neighbour did say, look, don't panic, but you've got red marks on your face, because I, in the haste of it all, I was like, I don't know if it bit me, it like definitely came at my face and my arm was stinging a little bit, and I was like, so she was just like, lie down, and then there was definitely marks on my face, but there was no venom, but saying that, my face was still numb for like hours. Considering it didn't get me, it's pretty crazy how strong the venom must be.
Yeah, just to be obviously sitting on your skin and it's made your face numb. That is just, oh my gosh, Angela, what a story. And
so we did go and buy it.
I had to ask.
So
everybody keeps saying it to me. So I was like, come on, to my son, Max. I was like, let's go, Max. Let's go buy a photo ticket. And he's like, what's that? And I'm like, well, we might win $20
million. Mum had some incredible luck. Let's capitalise.
Mind you, I mean, you've already used up your really good luck. Glenn, like, you live rurally. Do you see many snakes around your place normally?
No. So I'm a Melbourne girl originally, and I've lived here. I back onto the ninth hole of a golf club.
Okay.
So it is sort of rural and expected. So I have a solar snake thing, and I don't know if it's a coincidence or what have you, but we had a storm Monday night and it got knocked over.
Okay. So that's the first one you've seen at your place?
First ever, yeah.
Wow.
So, jeez. What a meeting.
Yeah, so I'm going to put those things everywhere.
look, if they work, they work. Whatever works for you, I say.
We went to just go outside before, and my son goes, Mummy, can you come with a shovel first? We've got a shovel at the back door now, just in case. And, yeah, look, we'll be vigilant, but I'm sure it's long gone and... It was just a freaky accident, so we'll just crack on.
Yeah, they don't, I think generally speaking, they don't want to be where we are, so.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
What a trooper.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And it just goes to show, like, those sort of things could just happen out of the blue. Like, that's such a freak occurrence. For one to come that close to you, especially, weird.
Yeah, I think because I was so still and quiet. So yesterday we took the big ghetto blaster out.
so much for your Zen time, but whatever.
Not Zen anymore, but I think it's going to be a while before I can read another book.
Yeah, at the pool. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ange, and congratulations on still being with us.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the main thing.
Alive and kicking, and it's awesome that you shared your story with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
This is Triple M. All right, from the serious stuff to the fun stuff. Some game show music to get you warmed up for this.
Okay.
We got into board games of the 80s. One of my favourites was HeroQuest. One of your favourites was Trivial Pursuit. And since we can't play a round of HeroQuest in the studio this morning, what we can do is take you back to that glorious time, Lou, of answering questions to get pieces of pie.
Okay, let's do it.
I've got six questions related to the various categories of Trivial Pursuit. Let's find out of six, how well you go this time around. We'll start with arts and literature. What artist said, we don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents?
Ooh, I want to say like Bob Ross.
One piece of pie.
Thank you.
In entertainment, Whitney Houston's hit I Will Always Love You was originally written and performed by which musician?
Dolly Parton.
Pie is building.
Mm-hmm.
Over to geography now.
Gosh, I'm so bad at geography.
I think you'll get this one if you think hard enough. Which continent is also a country?
Australia.
You're halfway there. Mm. Absolutely smashing it at the moment. Over to sports and leisure. Is this a strong point?
I don't think so. As much as I love leisure. Go on.
Okay. The Queen's Gambit is a move in which game?
Oh, chess.
Just smashing it, Lou.
Yeah.
We could complete this pie in two questions.
Okay. Let's go. I'm ready.
The last one's harder. But question five. science and nature.
Oh, yeah. And I did say this was my best category. So if I get this wrong, I'm really like shooting myself in the foot.
This was the Greenpeace, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I think so.
Greenpeace supply. What term is given to a piece of rock or metal from space that reaches the surface of the Earth?
Oh, meteor.
I would take meteor or meteorite.
Or meteorite.
That's correct. Yep. Okay, 5 out of 5 so far. It all hinges on this one for the chance to win Al's impromptu Trivial Pursuit for 2024. In which year, this is a history question, by the way.
Oh no, I'm so bad at this too.
In which year was John F. Kennedy assassinated?
Oh gosh. I want to say 1958.
No. 1963.
Oh, I was going to say 60-something. it was before I was born.
You know what? I'm going to play this anyway.
So bad.
Massive winner sound effects because I think you've done exceptionally well for 5 random questions out of 6 that I just literally just surprised you with.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
I hate losing.
Don't get bitter. You got 5 out of 6.
Yeah, all right. Okay. That's not too bad.
Absolutely. In the meantime, thanks for checking out our latest podcast here at Triple M. And we're, of course, back on your radio and listener app coming up Monday. So enjoy this weekend of its beautiful sunshine.
Absolutely. Have a good one. See you then.